Since I was in elementary school, I started drawing on computers, built my first website at the age of 12, started my real estate career at 17, and continue to help businesses grow through online marketing and graphic design. I want to teach people about my two passions of real estate and marketing. My name is Hayden Gershner, and you're listening to the Remarketable Podcast. What's up, guys? Hayden here, and in this podcast episode, I'm going to be going over some marketing tactics that you could be utilizing for your real estate investments and for getting new real estate investment properties. So a lot of the tactics I'm going to be going over, some of you may have heard of them. I have a list of 10 here in no particular order. I did some homework on a little bit of some of the pricing on some of the ones I haven't personally done yet, but just ones that I've had friends utilize and has brought them some success. Now, like in every episode, this is completely unscripted, unedited. So if I seem like I'm going off track, I apologize. In every episode, I have one that's either over marketing or one that's over real estate. So I thought I'd go ahead and combine the two for this episode. The first one that I have on this is t-shirts. And I have a friend, Quentin, down in San Antonio. He's also a real estate investor, and he's utilized this before. Now, he saw an epidemic with the homeless around town that a lot of them didn't have clean clothes to wear. So he went out and got them some t-shirts. But he is very, very clever. So he didn't just get them t-shirts. He went and got t-shirts that were bright colored, like neon colors, and put his company name and phone number on that. And because if you want to get houses for cheap, you want to get some houses that are usually not in the best neighborhoods because you can get those better. So he knew that the homeless were always around in those neighborhoods, and he also knew that they needed shirts, and he wanted to market in that area. So that's exactly what he did. He got some t-shirts printed out and had the homeless on it. I'm not too sure how many phone calls he's gotten off this, but I know it's well over 10 since when he first started doing this, I think in the first month or so. Anyways, I did some research on this. So with t-shirts, depending on where you get it, Vistaprint or Custom Ink, it's about $12 a shirt and about $5 a shirt if you buy it in bulk of about 500 t-shirts or so. So you can do the math on that. Now, another marketing tactic, which I'm pretty sure every investor has heard of, is bandit signs or yard signs. Now, depending on where you get this, you can get them at dirt cheap signs, or signs on the cheap. I believe dirt cheap signs is where I've got them before. Now they're about $5 each, but if you get a bulk order of 100, they end up being about $1 each. So 100 bucks, you get 100 signs. Now you wanna keep in mind that when you're doing these signs, the reason they call them bandit signs is of course because they are prohibited from it's usually based off your local county on their laws or your city laws. But a lot of places, you can actually get fined in most areas. Now, I would call, of course, the city anonymously and find out about that for yourself just to make sure before you do this. Now, city workers, they only work weekdays. So what I recommend is Friday night after 5, go ahead and start placing all these signs out. Now, if you want to be tactical of this, as you know, with my marketing company, I deal with mainly digital marketing and online marketing. So I love analytics. And the best thing to do with this is to not place it in the places you think work best, because you think, you know, you drive in those areas all the time. What you want to do is go to Google Maps. Now on Google Maps, there's a setting towards the bottom of it on a desktop. I'm not too sure if they have this setting for mobile. I know you can see traffic on mobile, but what you'll be looking at is on the traffic, you can look at the times of day. So you want to look out on Friday, you want to look on Saturday, you want to look on Sunday. You want to look at the intersections that have red. All those red intersections means that there's usually a traffic jam up there. And, you know, there's a lot of people that travel through that area and are going to be stopped long enough to read your sign, if not take down your phone number, if not call you. So you want to look at those areas, and that's where you want to place your signs at. And like I said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's because you don't want the city coming and taking them out. Now, another thing is you can also place them out on properties you already have. The city can't touch them there because it's your property, your private property. And another thing, too, is if you have a tall enough ladder, you can get up and put the signs out on like street poles, sign poles. Of course, the wood ones are easier to work with. One of the investors I worked with before, what he did, he used to post them up as a flag. So do it horizontally, sticking out, so it just brings your attention there even more. There was one investor, I can't remember who it was, but he created this big, he didn't really create it, it was pretty simple. All he did was he got a PVC pipe about 12 feet long, and he duct taped a stapler to it, and then duct taped a ruler to the other side of the stapler. I know this is a podcast, so it's really hard to envision this. But anyways, he placed the sign in between the stapler and the ruler. And he would just whack it against the post, and it would staple it right to there, and he didn't have to mess with getting a ladder and doing it by hand that way. He had a video on Facebook about it. It was pretty clever. But yeah, that's pretty much bandit signs. Now, another thing that you can do that's pretty creative is post-it notes. Now, doing post-it notes, you want to write it with Sharpie, so it's big, bold, so you can see it. If you're somebody that wants to delegate this out, maybe, you know, have a family member write it or just a service to do that, there is a website that you can do that with. Vistaprint, I'm not sure, but Custom Ink, I know you can do this with post-it notes. Now, they are a little bit more expensive. For 500 pre-made ones, it's $635. So you can kind of do the math on all of these marketing techniques that I'm talking about and see which one works best to you budget-wise. But pretty much with these, just like, hey, I want to give you for a fair price offer on your home, call this number, something easy like that. And I'll have another episode going over the best lines to be using, or not just lines, but different marketing terminology, the copy you want to be using, copywriting on these. So you can do that. Another thing you can also utilize is pricing labels. Now you can get about 500 of these for $10, so it makes it way more cheaper than using the post-it notes. But the post-it notes, they just look a little bit more, they're more unique. Plus, you want to be utilizing handwritten font. There's a bunch of sites. You can go like a duhfonts.com or 1001fonts.com. Those websites, you can get free fonts. Look for all the handwritten ones. See which one looks most realistic and use those. But when it comes to the, I did say pricing labels, didn't I? I meant address print labels. So like the ones that you would put on envelopes. You can get some pre-made, or you can just do some yourself, and you just do the simple We Buy Houses, make it like a little bandit sign that you can stick anywhere. There's actually somebody here in town, I honestly do not know who it is, I give them props for it. They went around gas stations and car washes where I originally saw it, and they just post it on everything that people's eyes would be drawn to. So like at the car wash, they had it where you put your quarters in, and over where you'd get the water hose thing. I can't think of the name of that, the nozzle thing to shoot the water in your car. But yeah, just places where their eyes would be drawn to. Another thing that a lot of people have probably known about is yellow letters. So yellow letters, if you're new to real estate investing, you probably haven't heard of this. So those legal pads that's just all yellow that people take notes on, that's what the yellow letters are. So you can do this yourself. Do it handwritten, get some family members to help you out, and just handwrite these notes, preferably in red ink, so it looks better. It looks like you actually took the time out and did this by hand. Now, there are websites like yellowletters.com, yellowlettersservice.com, and you can get about 1,000 of these for $500. That includes having them mailed out for you. So now, of course, the pricing does vary on the types because you can get ones with different envelopes. I recommend either a naked one or a colored invitation envelope. So, you know, if you go to a if you get a party invitation, it's a little bit different shaped and they have different colors to it. So it looks, and of course have handwritten font on the front of those too. So it does look like it's an actual letter and the people are more prone to open that. Now with a naked envelope, all it is pretty much the yellow letter is just folded down into an envelope size and it has a little piece of tape holding it down and they mail it out. And that's pretty much the gist of that. Another thing that you could do is have a partnership with business owners. So busy businesses, you know, the windows in it. Another thing, like I said, utilizing Google Maps with Google businesses before you go to a business. 90% of them have a time thing on there, a chart, and it shows you the busiest times of day that business is open. And you can always, you know, kind of figure that out. Ones that look like they're busiest the most, you can go to those. Anyways, you want to make a partnership with them and say, hey, can I put the sign in your window? Of course, it's like we buy houses. So you have a couple different payment options you can do. You can pay them one time, depending on the business owner. I mean, it can vary how much they want to charge you for this. But you can pay one time. You can pay a monthly fee, like a little retainer to have your marketing piece up there. You could also do a pay per lead. Now, this is a little bit tricky because they can say, hey, I had a bunch of people call you. And I want money from that or whatever. So you can use a different. There's different services out there. One of them is CallRail. Now this one, it's about $30 a month, and I believe it's 10 phone lines you can get. So you can have 10 different phone lines, so you know that this person is calling from this business. So if that makes it a lead, then you can pay them for that lead. Now you can also get leads from different places online. This is kind of it's on the list, but it's not really a marketing. It's more of how to get leads that you can market, use these marketing tactics for. So if you're new, you've probably kind of looked into this before and came across ListSource. Now on there, their list can be about $1,000 plus, and it really just depends on how detailed you get with your targeted list. Now there's another website that I love. I have used forever. It's called ConsumerDataLeads.com. And this one is way cheaper. For about $35 a month, you can get 500 leads a month. And they have rollover leads, so if you don't, you know, do it for 1 month, you can kind of roll them over. Now you can get more. I think it's like $100 or $85, something like that, for 1,000 leads a month. But anyways, you can narrow down pretty. It's not as intuitive as not as intuitive as ListSource, because with this one, you gotta tell them, you literally write it out. I want leads from these zip codes that have owned a home for this long, that have are facing pre-foreclosure or behind on taxes or tax delinquent, things like that. And then within about a day, they'll pull the list and shoot it over to you. I say about a day. I've had it happen in about 10 minutes. It really just kind of depends on how detailed and you know where they're pulling it, because I know in my local town I cannot get tax delinquents. It sucks so much. I cannot get tax delinquents in my town. So if they run into those issues, that could stop them from, you know, getting some stuff. But you can put in, like, what I always do is I tell them I prefer this one, and if you can't get this type of lead, get this one. And that way, if they run into issues like that, you can still get the amount of leads you're asking for. So that's a little bit on how to get a big bulk order of leads that you could be mailing to, or you can just go cold calling. And this one actually is not on the list. There's a website I love. There's a couple websites. These are all free, of course. There is anywho.com, where you can find people's phone numbers. You just type in like the address or their name. Of course, you could go and put in their name on like a tax website and find their home address and then find the phone number from there. Now, usually on Anywho, most of those phone numbers are going to be landlines, so that's why I have another website, truepeoplesearch.com. This is gold nuggets right here. True People Search can get a little creepy to most people, but you can type in their name and then type in the city, and you can find the person. It'll give you their age. It'll give you possible businesses they own. It'll give you email addresses along with phone numbers, and they'll tell you if they're landlines or wireless numbers. And then from there, that kind of rolls into actually my last point that I put on here, which is cold calling. So cold calling is free. You want to get a good script down. What I usually recommend on cold calling, especially being a realtor, we've learned a lot of cold calling scripts. The best thing is not to go word for word on these scripts. The best thing to do is, like I'm doing with my podcast, you make bullet points of the main topics you want to hit on that call and just wing it. And it sounds more authentic to the person. They don't feel like they're being sold from a telemarketer. Now, of course, if you don't want to do this yourself, you can always outsource this. Upwork and Fiverr are some of the big places where you can get those type of people. Of course, if you're going US-based people, they're more expensive. Other ones you can get from the Philippines seem to work the best when it comes to accents, because they sound most fluent and they have the least bit accent that you can barely kind of tell. It's a little bit there, but for, of course, I'm talking to people here in the U.S. because a lot of us, if we hear an accent on the phone and it's an unknown number, we hang up immediately because we're like, they're a telemarketer, they're a scam artist. But anyways, with those, it can range dramatically, anywhere from $50 to $1,000. It really depends on if they want to get paid hourly, if they just get charged per the amount of calls that they make. So that's a little bit of cold calling there. Now, there is this one in one of my real estate investor groups. I haven't done this. I saw this done in there. It's fake dollar cards. So it's like a business card, but it looks like a dollar bill. Like you can get $1, $5, $20, $100. And on the back, it looks like it's folded up. So that's why they're able to squish so much on it. And on the back of it, you put your info, like we buy houses or we want to buy your house, something like that. And you just go stick them around in like people's doors, under the door, stick it on the window of their car, something crazy, under the tire of their driver's side tire, the front driver's side tire, so they see it when they're walking up. You know, just funny things like that. You can think of some other clever ideas to do with it. But on the website, realisticdropcard.com, that's where you can get those at. It's about $15 for 100, $100 for 1,000 of them. But you know, it's just one of those funny things, cool little marketing tactic you can do. Now, another one most of you probably heard of is Craigslist. So Craigslist ads are free still, thank God, because if you go on there for like to post a job, it's like $35. Other ones are starting to charge more money for their stuff, but their real estate by owner ones are, or real estate wanted, those ones are still free to post on. So you want to post quite often on there, because Craigslist is one of those, if you post and then other people post, you get dropped down the list. It doesn't go like an irrelevancy or anything like that when it comes to their search terms. It just goes based on day or time uploaded. And I know I'm going a little bit over my time limit on this. I'll try to keep it under the 30-minute mark. Anyways, there are other softwares to do this automatically for you. I don't want to go against any rules or regulations when it comes to Craigslist, so don't take my word for these. I didn't look up the actual places, but I have had friends that have done this before, and they range anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Now, that's a one-time fee for these softwares. I'm sure there are ones that have monthly fees that you can utilize, but the main thing is if you get flagged for spam too many times, you can get your account taken down or other things like that. So you want to kind of mix up your Craigslist postings, have different, different copy you're using, different calls to actions, you know, like email here, call this number, or, you know, reply with this, some random stuff like that. And also you want to be posting it in multiple areas that you offer. I know like here in Wichita, it's just pretty much Wichita Falls and surrounding areas. All the little towns that are pretty much in a 50-mile radius aren't included on Craigslist, so they're all in just this one area. But if you're doing like virtual wholesaling, which is a whole other episode entirely, then you can start using other towns like that. And this will bring us to our last point. So Facebook ads. Now, this is a shameless plug. My company, High Growth and Media Marketing, we utilize Facebook ads for myself as being a realtor and real estate investors. And the reason why Facebook ads are the best is because you can get really, really targeted, just like on consumer data leads. You can get just as targeted, if not more, off Facebook. And unlike Bandit sites and everything, you can keep pushing the ads out to them as many times as you want. It keeps track of how many times on average the person is seeing your ads, and you can target down from like age range. You can target gender. You can target how long they lived in a house. You can target how much their home value is. Really, really detailed. Like I said, my company, I can give you more info on that on our services. Now, when it comes to Facebook ads, of course, you do have to pay for these. So you can pay for as little as $5 a day. But what we recommend, and of course, this does kind of depend on the areas that you're targeting, but we do recommend at least $500 a month. So that will give you the best reach possible. And there's different things you can do. The ads in general, I'll do videos on those because it's a little bit more complicated to kind of show you and walk you through all that. But I mean, that is all of the real estate investing marketing tactics that I have. I'm sure there are plenty more out there. Those are just a lot of the ones that I've used and ones that I've heard of other people using that seems to get some good results. So if you liked this podcast episode, all I ask that you do is just refer a friend, you know, have a friend that's either interested in real estate investing or in marketing, and have them listen. you know, all I want to do is be completely transparent with you guys, tell you everything I know and how I do it. So like I said, I don't want to run any ads on this. I just want to tell you guys how it is and hopefully get some good value to you guys. Until next time, I'm Hayden, and in next week's podcast, I'll have another one going over marketing. Haven't decided on the topic yet, but for the real estate one next week, it will be over, sorry, I had a phone call coming through. It'll be over different copy that you could be using in your real estate investing marketing. So I'm Hayden, and I will talk to you guys later.